This is the basis on which the committee left this list the way it was, however it might be discussed or argued with. Is there discussion or argument on this point? I'd like to limit discussion, additional or fewer fan categories. Just limited discussion. Hold a moment. Joni?
As fan artist, I would say there should not be a Yugo for a fan artist. We have Project Art Show, which gives awards to those fan artists which have done something.
Gentleman in blue behind you. Circle.
No, on this particular point, but on the point of freezing the categories, would it not be possible to have the best of both worlds by getting categories which cover almost every conceivable situation, and then leaving it up to the committee to use which they think is possible at that time?
Possibly some other people are a little bit confused. Could you be a little bit more concrete in your suggestion? I am confused. Possibly some others are confused.
Well, it seems the thing is that the categories are so easy that it doesn't seem to give any strength to the Yugo. But if you could say, we will have these categories and list everyone you think you will possibly ever need, and then let the committee say, well, this year that's no good, but we'll have that because it's applicable.
This is an interesting thought. May I have a comment on this? Is there any comment on the gentleman in blue? Al, I think you've talked less.
The situation, I think, first of all, should be that there should not be a proliferation of Hugos. We don't want to give everything under the sun a Hugo.
This is a number of Hugos awarded.
Yes.
Okay, now.
Second point, it seems to me that a great deal of study has already gone into the matter of categories and discussion. This has been worked out in a reasonably satisfactory list, has been worked out and has gone through the mill here. It seems to me that we should not give a committee a blank check, and that is essentially what the paragraph which I previously objected does, is giving them essentially a total blank check to rewrite anything in any fashion they see fit. I am opposed to this. I feel that a committee, if they plan changes, and certainly a bidding committee knows beforehand that they are going to be bidding for a convention, they must prepare their bid.
Should and have in point of fact, some three quarters of the eligible year is passed at this moment. Right now.
Yes. And I feel that the committee should, if they plan on altering this, get the assent of the business meeting. The matter of committee topics which have a lack of interest, I think Civicon handled the drama category extremely well year before last. There were only a scattering of nominations. There were no clearly defined nominations. There was a very obvious lack of interest in the field. And they dropped the drama category from the final ballot on the basis of the nominations which had been received. I think that this was the proper handling of this problem. It was a very good solution to it. And I do not see anything in the rules that precludes a committee from having the same situation in the same way at a future date. But I do not feel that a category should be dropped from the ballot by the committee prior to the time to which the group has the opportunity to express opinions in the nominations.
There is a point here. You can't control a committee too tightly, or they'll do what they damn well please anyway. You can't control a committee too loosely, or you don't know what they're going to do at all. Somewhere between these points. The gentleman over here, and then I believe Mr. Jason may have something to say. Yes.
I would like to put in the world that the committee should have quite a lot of freedom to decide on the simple reason that if it has something might crop up that's not covered by the rules. Let's cite a hypothetical example. Somebody issues a long-playing record of science fiction ballots. It's not a likely occurrence, but let's suppose it is. Then there would everybody would feel that this is a good thing and it should get an award. And there would be no way for getting an award. Because even if it would be nominated, if you freeze everything, the committee would have no power to put it on the ballot.
The special award, as originally set up, was something that the committee could give to a long-playing record, or give to a Hugo Gernsback. The special award, as originally set up, could not be used to wrap around a category erected by the committee on short notice and given to the membership to vote. In fact, two committees have found it necessary to do this, to establish special categories and submit them to the convention, to the membership, for a vote. Ben, are you ready to say something?
Yes. Actually, this is sort of a six of one and half a dozen situation for me. Since I am the chairman of the 1966 convention, if we adhere to no change, as if we adhere to just specific categories, it makes my job easier. On the other hand, if we, let's put this, I would like to have license to go ahead and introduce new categories if such a new category should come up, like in the case of the best hardcover book. It turned out to be a popular category.
You mean best publisher?
Best publisher? Yes, I'm sorry, best publisher. Now, it's things, contingencies like that that you like to leave open for, and they're good ones, actually. As I say, right now I'm in the middle, I don't know which way to go. Either one is acceptable to me, but somehow I seem to favor the situation where I am given license and permitted to use my better judgment if it's possible to use it that way.
Let me suggest a possible compromise then. Would you be willing, would you ask them for the authority to add one category to be submitted to nomination and subsequent vote as you see fit between now and the time you set up the nomination system? Would you like the authority to set up one but no more than one, or is this too much of a limitation?
No,
one but no more than one additional category. A little bit of discussion here.
Just one.
I believe you started, sir.
Mr. Chairman, it seems that through the years there have always been certain categories that keep reoccurring, and there are certain categories that are more or less in a fluid state. One year they might be pertinent, the next year they might not, because of interest. Might I suggest that certain categories, such as best novel, best short story, of this category that are always in futile consideration, be frozen, and that a few other categories that may occur one year or may occur for 3 years running but not really be relevant on the fourth year, that certain categories more.
Certain categories are more permanent than others. This is a variation of the suggestion of the gentleman in blue.
This is what I want to bring
out. This is a point which, if I may interject, and please feel free to overrule me, this is a point which I think you should systematize and discuss in writing with Richard Lupoff in a little bit more greater detail. What you are working toward is a definition of certain categories which are almost uncancelable by the committee, and certain categories which the committee can choose three of four or choose three of six. I think you're working toward a concept like this. It's a fairly complicated concept. I would hate to try to work it out in this meeting. Could you work this out in paper, in detail with the committee, rather than trying to bring up a fairly complicated concept now? Could I suggest this? Thank you. Mr. Jason.
Mr. Chairman, I was just wondering, this gentleman here is leading up to one point, and I've got some other suggestions. And your suggestion was that we would be permitted to add one more category,
yeah.
More than one.
I'm trying to put a little bit of a limit on what you propose to do and see if the meeting generally agrees with this.
Giving a little leeway now. Would it also, or would I be confusing the situation by asking, would it be possible also to add one, but could it be possible to drop one in case of
Which one?
Are we going back to the same thing?
Would you like to say which one you would possibly like to drop, or do you just want permission to drop
permission
one
to
if
drop,
you want?
Permission to drop, because I feel that it would be, there'd have to be a sense of timing and judgment and everything else.
This represents a permission to drop without considering how the nomination votes. This is, what you have suggested then is the committee would like to have permission to add or permission to drop or to add one and drop one.
That's
but
right.
Not drop two, not add two.
Correct. Now, I'm asking this, I'm not...
Okay, let us put this forward for discussion. Mr. Lewis's hand was up earlier. The question is discussed.
I would like to suggest that the dropping category be held until after the nominations. I certainly think the committee should have more leeway, but I would also like to suggest that this leeway be exercised after the nominations, because you run into the danger of trying to read fandom's minds on the basis of your own opinions, and if the exercise of authority after the nominations were held after the nominations, then the committee would have the freedom, they would also have the information at hand on how the actively interested voting members felt. And I should also like to point out, since nominations are also kept secret, this does not, I think, unduly restrict the committee, but it does give them sufficient information on the general opinion of organized, or factually interested segment at any rate, so that they can act, I think, in a manner which serves to bolster the strength of the prestige of
Hugo. I think the nature of the suggestion, as amended, would stand that the committee would have the right this coming year to add a category, however they wish to define it, add one category. They do not feel the need for adding more than one category. Naturally, they must add the category before the nominations. They also will have the authority to drop one category or not, as they choose, after the nominations have been received. I must ask the chairman how you feel on this.
I was going to ask Mr. Lewis, does that sound...
I think it's eminently fair.
I think so too, it just sounds good to
me. Okay. You've spoken least.
I'd just like to know, what is the decision here? Are we going to change the word substituting a category to substituting one category in paragraph 1, paragraph 2?
Let me read the paragraph then. However, recognizing that ours is a dynamic field, the convention committee for 1966 may modify the list of categories by temporarily adding one category or, after nominations have been received, dropping one category. The temporary nature of such a change should be emphasized, and if it is to become permanent, should be ratified by a convention business session and incorporated into the 1963 document. Now, first off,
point of order.
Do you like my wording? I wish to discuss my wording alone. Does my wording make sense?
It sounds all right.
Okay, now let's discuss the meaning of it.
Point of order, I've already made a motion to strike this paragraph. I'd like you to withdraw that motion.
That isn't the point of order, that's the point of normal procedure. Fine. There seems to be no objection to rewording the report in this way. Now, mind you, please bear in mind that the Hugo Committee may, in 66, come before you with this original wording again, and at that point the question will come up on a permanent basis. On a permanent basis, should each succeeding committee have the authority to waive any category, or should it have authority only under certain circumstances? But of course, we're discussing right now what will be done now toward the 66 committee. So my wording change was meant to apply just to the 66 committee. What happens at 66 for a permanent document is another matter. Danny?
According to your wording, would it be possible to add a category after the nominations are in? I wasn't quite clear on that.
This is what was intended. You could
add a category before or after the nominations were in. It's awfully awkward to add a category after the nominations are in, because presumably you've specified certain categories and got the nomination on them. Whereas if you try to add a category after the nominations are in, the committee must make the nominations itself.
I would say that makes sense.
Yes, but if there were excessive interest in
us. Okay. Let us interpret the change they're talking about then. You can add a category any reasonable time. You may drop one category only after the nominations are in. Meskis.
And a possible thing might be to have on the nomination form, you know, after the
vote. The explanation by the committee in the nomination should be made in a way that should be left free to them. Is this what you're saying?
More or less. But perhaps a statement at the end to the effect that is there anything outside of these categories that you feel ought to be added, so that people can then on the nomination form put down something outside of any categories, and then after the nominations are in, if there was an overwhelming feeling towards something, that could be put on a ballot on a yes or no basis.
This is in the nature of a suggestion at the present time, not binding on the committee. Okay?
Could I perhaps make a suggestion that the committee be empowered to definitely add a category, and perhaps make also a further suggestion, and make a suggested category, if they so feel?
I think that Mr. Jason's accepted a somewhat similar situation, that the committee is empowered to add one category alone, rather than complicating with a possible two.
Well, what I'm bringing up is that they have the power, if this is accepted, to add another category. But perhaps there might be a circumstance that arises where there should be two categories.
Two categories added.
And they can perhaps, this may be agreeable, that they would have the power to suggest that this second category, additional category, be added, and this would be led up to the voting membership, or rather the nominating membership. If the nominating membership feels that this second additional category is worthy of being considered, that it be so considered.
This is something which I have a feeling it's a little bit complicated, and this is an unfortunate thing for me to say, because I'm speaking against your suggestion, and I really shouldn't say so. Let's have comment on this particular suggestion. Now, Ben Jason.
One small comment. I think it sounds safe enough. I just don't know. It sounds safe enough.
It sounds complicated to you?
It sounds complicated, but it sounds safe enough, as I said.
The gentleman further back behind. Yes, yes.
I think this is in order in what you just said. But there seems a creeping suggestion here, I think it's a way to put it, that there should be some sort of invitation to those who nominate to make suggestions that might create another category. Now that seems to me that can only be done in terms of what we've always agreed to, if the convention committee don't add themselves. But otherwise, we are creating a situation for adding two.
We're getting in the awkward situation, awkward because of production problems, of having ourselves caught with eight where we planned for seven or six or five Hugos. I think we'd better do a little bit of short-cutting procedure items. A suggestion has been made essentially we have an unvoted amendment that the committee's power to modify be limited to adding one and subtracting one after nomination's over. This has not been put to a vote. It's been read, it's you know what the suggestion is, but it hasn't been put to a vote. You have an amendment to that, in effect. Now let's formalize. Can I take it that an amendment has been made by essentially Jason and Lewis that the committee's powers be limited to adding one and subtracting one only after the nomination? The adding can be done at any time. Can we take it that this nomination has been made, this motion has been made and seconded, to shortcut a little bit of procedure? Can we take it that you made a motion that the committee be empowered to add possibly two?
If it meets the approval, the second one would be only if it meets the approval of the members making nominations.
Is there a second to your point?
Yes.
There is a second. Yes.
Point of additions or subtractions are to be approved or rejected by the membership at large.
The membership at large, you see, will eventually vote on the matter and can always dump something by voting no award to a category that was established.
No award will be, presumably, one of the possible votes on one of these categories.
The procedure has actually been that no award is a write-in vote. This has been a long-standing procedure. No award is a write-in vote. Then.
I want to speak against the motion maybe a different opinion here. The committee has...
The precise motion that we have, that we're discussing at the moment is, should the committee have the authority to add two categories instead of the power to add just one?
Well, I'm more interested in this matter of dropping categories.
This isn't for discussion at the moment, please. The question is, should the committee be add, essentially, we've reached a procedural point. Should the committee be allowed to add two or just one? And this is the only point that we can discuss at this instant. Al Lewis?
I suggest that the proliferation of Hugos should not extend beyond a limited number, and therefore I suggest that one is a sufficient number to add.
Is there anyone now who wishes to speak for the proposition two may be added?
I want to speak on it. Four is not quite the word. I want to suggest it could be modified. I think amend an amendment.
Unfortunately, you cannot amend an amendment. We have an amendment to amendment. You cannot elaborate beyond this point. It is against the rules to elaborate beyond this point.
Let me speak on that. I'm not sure.
You can discuss and see if you'll accept it.
I'll say what I feel is this, that when the committee gets the nominations, either from their suggestion or from the general consensus of individual suggestions that come in from outside, it would seem an extra category should appear. If, in fact, also it then seems that one of the existing categories should be dropped, that would seem to be reasonable, because you are only getting one number of categories the committee originally proposed. But to increase them one more doesn't seem. Now, I'm not sure that's for or against.
This is the point of discussion. Is there any